We're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Shavuos. We are up to Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Ezuhu Shavuos Shav. What is an example of a Shavuos Shav? Nishba l'shani sasi yadu la'adam. The person takes a Shavuos to go against that which people know to be true, meaning if everyone knows that something is true, and then it's a violation of Shavuos Shav. If nobody knows that it's true, that if nobody knows that something to be true, and he contradicts that which nobody knows to be true, then it's a Shavuos Sheker, because then he's actually lying to people. A Shavuos Shav is something everybody knows is true, and you're just saying it's not true, so everybody knows that not to take it seriously. So, Amar Allah, Amit Shal Evan, Shu Shal Zav, you say about a pillar of stone that it's made out of gold, Vala Ishu Isha, or about a man that it's a woman, Vala Isha Shi Ish, or about a woman that they're a man, so that is a Shavuos Shav. Nishbal Lover Shi Efshar, another type of Shavuos Shav is you take a Shavuos about something that's impossible. Im Lori Isi Gomel Shaparech Pavir, you claim to have seen a flying camel. Vim Lori you claim to have seen a snake that's like the beam of an olive press, which the Gemara explains, it means that it has ridges on its back like the beam of an olive press, not about the size of the snake. There are very, very large snakes out there. Apparently there aren't ridged snakes, but there are very large snakes. If a person says to two Edim that he wants him to come testify for them, he wants them to come testify for him, and they say, we take a shvur that we will not testify for you. That's a case of someone taking a shvur to be mevatel mitzvah. If a person takes a shvua not to make a sukkah, not to take a lulav, and not to put on tefillin, that's also a shvua shav. Zui shvua shav shechayavin al zdonim hakosal shigas apater. All of these are three different types of shvua shav that you chayiv makos if you do it b'mezid, and if you did it b'shogeg, you're going to be pater. You're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv makos. So moving on now to Mishnah Tes. Shvua sha'achal kikar zu shvua shalom achelna. If a person says, I'll take a shvua that I'm going to eat this kikar of bread, or I take a shvua that I won't eat it, harishon shvua zbito v'ashnir shvua shav. The first one is a shvua zbito, because it's a shvua to do something, and the second one is a shvua shav, because it goes against what he has just created, a mitzvah that he has just created for himself. Because once you take the first shvua, you're now obligated to do that. Achala avral shvua shav. So if he eats the loaf of bread, he violates shvua shav. Loach if he doesn't eat it, avral shvuas bitui, then he violates shvuas bitui. So either way, he's in trouble. So let's review what we learned today. So in the first Mishnah Ches, we learned that there are three different categories of Shvua Shav. Someone who takes a Shvua against an obvious Metzius. The second type is someone who takes a Shvua about something that's impossible. And the third type is someone who takes a Shvua to go against a Mitzvah. And then in Mishnah Tes, we learned that if a person can generate a Mitzvah for himself through a Shvuas Bitui, and then when he takes a Shvua to go against that, that becomes a Shavuos Shav. Okay, but next time we will pick up with Mishnah Yud.